conversations with oneself. It is as simple as it sounds. Prefer to feed the masses and you'll get them, and it's nothing bad. Yet, don't forget, the masses may not think. They may just stomp. 'Cause masses are the stream, the blindly gazing in one and the same direction. It is their strength, the reason of existence, and they have their place when it is needed, power to move things, to change, or to express the necessary messages of human rights and love and peace. It is not strange. And what is needed, what you need to do beforehand, is that you have thought about it twice and found an answer to it by yourself, with your own precious, able mind. Do not forget you are yourself, a single, unique voice within the masses. The others yet, the ones who focus on the hearing and adjusting and the hasty taking in and the aligning to, just to avoid the using of one's brain. It hurts to think of them. Please do refrain from joining them. Think twice before you choose to stand in front and wave your flag. If you are unable to keep up speed, they might just swallow you into their stomach. They will run after the next who waves another flag. Just stay your little voice of love and reason. Do not just do as if it is of no importance who runs after you, how many, or how loud. Stay clear about and leave no doubt you are yourself. What counts, it is your voice of self-expression without need of an idolization or of fame. The masses love as well, yes. Still, it's not the same. They look at you with filters of what they do need from you, instead of honoring you with a nodding of appreciation when you say the things that are unpopular, uncomfortable, singular, that need some thinking. The single ones will do this thinking, probably will criticize or open up by this different perspectives. Listen to them. And as well to those that shower praise. They both might be the truth and right. Take it with a grain of salt, but take it and do not forget to use your brain. Dilapidated. A blank page, even letters which are our friends, can paint the heartbreak we experienced. There are no words for making films inside of brains that do not know what horror means, except the word itself. When we attempt to evaluate the tar inside the quicksand we grew up in, we are drawn to play it down, but it has never been a play, more deadly serious array. Professionals had asked us, have you shown erratic, obvious behavior, running away or self-harm? Have you taken drugs? Have you attempted suicide? And we said, no. We've been the perfect model girl, easy to handle, smiles, compassionate, a listener and comforter, except the moments when we raged in fury of protection of our mother. Wrong it was, they said, she said, and bad. We should love our father now instead. Don't hate, push it away, it's all okay, the unwished fray. A dangerous imbalance needed balancing, and we took it on us, the youngest, trying our best to not upset the fragile setting. We took it on, we took it in, as good as possible. We broke inside for hardly anyone to see. We were so strong. And now we pay the price of dealing with our own imbalance, floating glitter of a snow globe, and we watch it, and you watch it, yet we find no words to write the horror that we felt, to act as if we were an 18-year-old girl dilapidated before time instead of being 8.
Not sorry for the bursting of your iridescent bubble.
I have never been a shiny warrior, survivor, positivity shit painter, yet what I am is a fucking human being failing with inconsequence and poems full of piles of rubbish, at least truthfully. If you're in need of someone painting your life over with some pink, then just head somewhere else. Probably some famous popular shareholder of generalistic quotes or wise beyond a measure. I will treasure in the meantime what you might call dark, what you might want to hide. For real, it is though a part of all of us. So, what do you believe will help to get along with it, to hail and praise the one way, dealing with it, and to say that one has won, or to admit that it will be lifelong, the facing of soul shit? That does not sound in any way a soft approach, is rather blunt and unconcealed. Just saying, sometimes sunlight is not present, and the failing might not be a pleasant one, and will not ever be something you're proud of. Still human. Fucking human.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.